continuation and the war, that thing with AI. Yeah, so anyway, I forgot to say, the point here would be that in our story, we don't slip into that cliche, which it is now, this AI thing there from Mission Impossible and Terminator and all that, where we move around just in the tech world. That is there, but then our people, or another side of it, are those who, or our action really, is going on outside of that. On the level of the soul, so to speak, between individuals, people, and where the action and the, or even the decisive action and factors for the development of the story are not about technology this or that, but about what's going on in our souls. And in other words, the different characters that are interacting in the story, how they are as people, and how they, you know, decisions they make and so on, how they act in different situations. In other words, good old storytelling, which also then, of course, teaches us how we can go on that upward spiral rather than the downward. So, what then could seem to be one of those AI tech, science fiction-ish, dystopic-ish stories, well, that part of it, which other stories and movies in the Hollywood cliché world kind of seem to be stuck in and stay in, and then just do their usual action scene and car chases and so on, right? Fights. Well, the question here would be, why does humans, why are those, that story so common? Why do people create that technocratic situation in the first place that just becomes more and more complex, and all this AI-ish this and that, and everything controlled by computers, which makes everything very fragile? And also, of course, as we have surely mentioned it before, it hands over, in a way, the ultimate power of the system to the coders and the hackers and the crackers and those super duper smart geniuses who no one else hardly can understand at all. And we can then show these bring it to that point also, show, not super duper fantastic AI, but this super duper fantastic RI, real intelligence, that some people have. And someone a flash of it here, another flash of it there, and so on. Those, what do you call them? Savants. So again, it's about people's the souls and what's going on inside us and how brilliant the soul actually is and how that's really what is going on here, and that's this action of our story. Not just about fighting a war or not, but the war is, you could say, inside each and every one of us. Gods and the demons are fighting in there, and these people, they're wares. They are realizing and learning that more and more. This is really where the Saisu moment is, when we make our little decisions here and there, or big decisions sometimes. So, will it be the demon or the God that speaks and makes that decision? So this is really how, what it comes down to. And then we can take that entire technocratic theme that then may seem to come up here in our story, and which, yes, you can use it to make it a bit attractive, but then that goes into the background, and we can show how silly it actually is. The humans trying to create artificial life, and although that's just another dream, another part of the dream, the Frankenstein's part of the dream. So we show that maybe even in a humoristic way a little bit, so that as the story goes on, we'll realize that, come on, all that super-duper fantastic cloud-based AI, this and that, that is creeping in all over the place, it's actually it's nowhere really. It's just a big machine that humans have made. And we can turn off the machine. So then when people, they get into that fear that this AI is going to take over, it's going to take over. It's our creation, for God's sake. So it's not the AI that's doing it, it's we, humans. But we have forgotten ourselves, you know, and then we can play with that thing, how the physical is, the material is, they slide into that illusion of everything just being matter, and because their minds are stuck in that worldview and that cosmos, then of course that's how they act and how they try to solve problems and enjoy themselves and everything. The whole meaning of life to them becomes a matter of that, of manipulating the structure of matter that they find themselves in, so that their matter, in the form of their senses, can give them pleasure and comfort and, yeah, happiness. But what is happiness? So then we bring all these topics in. This is good, yeah. Thank you.